is Sarah McVeigh. I am a final year student dental hygienist. I recently completed a dissertation on obesity and periodontal disease. The aim of my dissertation was to review studies that have examined the association between obesity and periodontitis, and to review studies that have shown association between obesity and other diseases. The aim is to raise dentists and dental hygienists awareness when treating obese individuals. I chose this topic as a result of attending the British Society of Periodontology meeting in Belfast Waterfront Hall in May 2011. There was a particular focus on the key role of nutrition in chronic diseases such as periodontitis and biological approaches to healing. I had the support of my mentor, Professor Gerard Linden, who completed research in the School of Dentistry in 2007 on this topic and is also president of the British Society of Periodontology. Effective intervention in tackling the growing problem of obesity and overweight has become a priority at the centre of public health strategies around the world. The healthcare system will increasingly be overwhelmed with individuals who require treatment for obesity-related health conditions. The main methodology used to compose this dissertation was a literature review. A literature review is an account of what has been published on a topic by accredited scholars and researchers. The review was carried out by collecting literature relating to obesity, periodontitis, and general health. The library database QSearch Queen's Online was used to obtain online academic journal articles, which were available through many search engines such as PubMed, Medline, and Cochrane, as well as Google Scholar. Various abstracts were assessed to get a general view of related studies, looking at sections which were most relevant to the topic. Various keywords such as obesity, periodontitis, inflammation, and adipose tissue were used to ensure publications were as relevant as possible. Up-to-date international literature published in the English language within the last 20 years was used. I found it challenging as to where to begin with my dissertation. I compiled an action plan to avail of the facilities provided by the Queen's University Belfast. Over the summer, I booked an appointment with Richard Fallis in the Queen's Medical Library. He was able to show me the best way to use QSearch in order to find relevant and up-to-date literature. And he also showed me how to reference my findings using the required Harvard system. Paula Moran, who works on the learning development team, gave us a tutorial in September 2011 regarding compiling our dissertation. After arranging a one-on-one appointment with Paula in the Queen's University Guidance Centre, I was able to compile my first draft for my mentor, Professor Linden. The conclusion reached by the studies in this literature review is consistent, showing that obesity is a significant predictor of periodontal disease. The research also shows an association between obesity and other diseases such as hypertension, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and some cancers. Since obesity can be considered as a systemic disease that predisposes to a variety of comorbidities and complications that affect overall health, obese persons require awareness across the spectrum of health professionals, including dentists and dental hygienists. Dental care professionals should be given appropriate training in preventing and managing obesity, fully recognising the essential role of diet, nutrition and physical activity. Staff should also be trained in helping to motivate and support patients as part of a multidisciplinary team. This could be achieved through continued professional development. This area could also be developed in the undergrad training of dentists, dental hygienists and therapists. One suggestion would be body mass index evaluations to be included on a regular basis during oral health examinations as well as general health examinations. The World Health Organization states, a person with a BMI of 30 or more is generally considered obese. And a person with a BMI equal to or more than 25 is considered overweight. Besides the association between periodontal disease and obesity, dentists and dental hygienists also need to be aware of the potential health problems related to obesity and should take them into account during treatment. Studies have emphasised the importance of details in the individual's medical and dental history when overweight persons present to keep complications during and after the dental treatment to a minimum. Suggestions on how dental hygienists could work as part of a multidisciplinary team would be one would be using dental hygienists as members of the dental team to help deliver the necessary information to patients. Another is dietary and nutritional counselling as part of the dental hygiene treatment plan. So dental hygienists have a major role to play in motivating, educating and supporting patients. Interventions to increase physical activity should focus on activities that fit easily into people's everyday life, such as walking. They should be tailored to people's individual preferences and circumstances and should aim to improve people's belief in their ability to change. For example, by verbal persuasion, modelling exercise behaviour and discussing positive effects. Ongoing support, including appropriate written materials, should be given in person or by phone, mail or internet. Interventions to improve diet and reduce energy intake should be multi-component. For example, dietary modification, targeted advice, family involvement and goal setting. This should be tailored to the individual and provide ongoing support. When attending general medical practitioners, adults should be given information about their classification of clinical obesity and the impact this has on risk factors for developing other long-term health problems. Common treatments for people with diabetes include monitoring the condition of the feet and getting the eye screened for retinopathy. Oral health should be included, working with general medical practitioners and practice nurses who run diabetes clinics. The National Institute for Clinical Excellence guidelines state that all primary care settings should ensure that systems are in place to implement the local obesity strategy. This should enable health professionals with specific training, including public health practitioners working singly and as part of multidisciplinary teams, to provide interventions to prevent and manage obesity.